Looking ahead to the 2021 cattle markets, David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. Like most other economic segments in the U.S., agriculture and the protein sector had a rough 2020 because of COVID-19. Dr. Darrell Peel is an agricultural economist, and he spoke during the American Farm Bureau's virtual convention. Looking ahead to 2021 in the protein sector, he says we're still dealing with COVID-19.
As much as we'd like it to be a past issue, it's not yet a past issue. So we're still dealing with it. We're still not quite sure, particularly this winter and in the first part of 2021. We've got to continue dealing with it. We do have vaccine implementation now beginning, and so we can sort of see a path towards an end to this thing, but that's going to take a few months. And certainly I think the first half of the year is going to be a continuation of what we were dealing with in 2020 from the standpoint of the pandemic.
The protein sector is still looking for a rebound in the food service market after COVID shutdowns.
We continue to see the limitations in the food service sector. That's half or more of our market that is substantially restricted still. We're still putting a lot of emphasis on the retail grocery sector to compensate for that. And so those challenges, some of the product market challenges that go with that, will continue as we go forward.
Peel says that the COVID-related backlog of cattle and hogs was a big challenge, and says the cattle market is largely cleaned up from that. Other challenges heading further into the new year include drought. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.